Well, this evening we're going to look at a common question. Perhaps you've been asked this question before. Maybe you've thought about this question yourself. And again, these are common questions people ask us. And they may have worded it differently. They may have put it in a different way. But the question is, if Adam was guilty, why blame me? If Adam was guilty, why do I have to suffer the consequences? Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Let's read one verse to begin with, and then let's go to the Lord in prayer. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, we thank you for your love in sending your Son to break the power and to pay the price of sin. Lord, help us to share the joy of Christ with those who ask, Lord, with a heart of anger and a heart of unbelief and a heart of rejecting you, Lord. Please help us to be meek. Help us to give an answer with meekness and fear. And Lord, help us to be ready to give an answer from your word, we pray. And Lord, give us wisdom that we may speak to unsaved men as Peter of old, Lord, who declared your truth boldly, but Lord, he did not get angry and antagonistic. Lord, he simply and humbly, Lord, was used of you as a servant. Lord, help us to be the same. And teach us, Lord, truth from thy word this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Why do I face the consequences of Adam's sin when I did not eat the fruit? Maybe someone has asked you that question before. And to be honest, from an unsaved person's perspective, this question is very, very reasonable. Wouldn't you agree? And those who have not heard the gospel, those who don't believe in God, oftentimes this is another reason to reject God. Another reason to say, no, I don't want to listen to the gospel. So what we are seeking to do is to give some answers, to open up a conversation. Of course, depending on the speed of the language and whether you have time enough to go through all these truths, you may not. You may not like to just share a thought quickly. And we're going to start with perhaps an easy thought from the Word of God, that we need to accept the reality of life. We need to accept the reality of life. That's your first blank. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, of course, 15:22, "For as in Adam, all die." We know that it was through Adam that sin entered the world. Now, that is a biblical fact. That is a historical fact. That is a reality of the world's history, whether someone agrees with that or not. That is true. When Adam sinned, he immediately died spiritually. His relationship with God immediately was severed. It ended. And he began to die physically. His body began to grow old for the first time, and death was the penalty. Now, from that point on, every person has inherited Adam's sin nature and suffered the same consequences of spiritual separation and physical death. That's what the Bible tells us. Now, it may not seem fair to have inherited Adam's sin nature, but it's a reality that is just as much a reality as every other feature that we have inherited from our ancestors. For example, the color hair that you have depends on the genetics of your parents. The color eyes that you have. Now, if you're here tonight and you would like to have blue eyes instead of brown, let me say, other than wearing, and I wouldn't encourage you to do it, colored contact lenses, other than trying to wear something artificial, you and I can't change our eye color. That's what we were born with. Now, I'm starting on a little bit of more of a, I guess, a point that is a bit more palatable to the lost person, a bit more easily understood. But you and I can't change our genetic inheritance. I was born with brown hair, brown eyes. I live in Cairns. I'd love to be tan, tell you what. But instead, I lather myself with sun cream every time I go out, because I am never going to tan. Never. You're probably waiting a few years past, so you'll get, no, I won't. And that's how we're born. God we have certain genetic inheritances from our parents, from our grandparents that we inherit, that we cannot do anything about. You can ask that person, do you accept that? Now, sometimes we don't, do we? We want to change ourselves. You know, we want to be someone else. And, you know, to be honest, the same is with the situation of sin. We have inherited spiritual, physical features, but we have also inherited spiritual features. And Adam sinned, and we have all inherited a sin nature. We may say that's not fair, but that is the reality of life. That is the reality of life. That person may say, well, look, it's not fair that I don't have a choice in the matter. Because at the end of the day, that's the argument, isn't it? Adam sinned. Why should I face the consequences? I don't have a choice. And then you can lead into the next point. That was just a little warm up. Lead into the next point. Well, we do have a choice. And we have all made the same choice. There in your notes, your second blank is the word chosen. We have all chosen to sin. We have all chosen to sin. The Bible says that we are sinners by nature, but also by deed. There is the verse that we looked at, Romans 5:12. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, notice, everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. You see, we are sinners by nature, like Adam, yes. But we are also sinners by choice. We are not just potential sinners, having a sin nature. No, we are practicing sinners. James chapter 1, verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And so if you and I were driving along the road tonight and we saw that dreaded flash from the speed camera and we perhaps had a heavy foot, could you and I blame Adam for that wrongdoing, for that sin? No. And it's just as foolish to blame Adam for our own sinful choices. In fact, here's a thought. If we were to look at Adam's sin and his sins after the fall, and then we were to look at our own sins, friends, Adam would appear as an angel compared to the sins of today, compared to our sins. Adam did not have internet pornography. He did not have the vices of today, the wickedness of today. And the reality is we are not only sinners by nature, we are sinners by choice. We cannot blame someone else for our sins. We make choices in life. You know, we have a sin nature, yes, but we have all chosen to sin. And it's as simple as that. See, someone is trying to get out of responsibility. That's when they say, well, I it's not fair. Well, that's the flesh of man. We don't want to be held responsible or accountable for our wicked choices. You know, we all have a conscience, you can say. And when your conscience and mind says, don't do something, what happens? We still do it. We still do it. You can't blame Adam for that. You chose to reject what your conscience said to you at that point, and you chose to sin. You chose to sin. So we make our own choices in life. We have chosen to sin. Next, notice in your notes, God will judge us personally for our sins. God will judge us personally for our sins. On the second page, your blank is the word personally. If you miss out on any blanks, they're at the bottom of the page. God will judge us personally for our sins. The Bible says, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, there is a judgment after we die. There is a judgment, the Bible says. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Notice in your notes. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Notice the judgment sounds very personal. It doesn't sound overall. It sounds like God is going to judge us on our individual sins. Would you agree? Now, we know that Adam sinned and death
passed on to all men, for that all have sinned. But we will be judged before God as individual sinners. We won't be judged, may I say, carefully for Adam's sin. We will be judged for our sin. We won't be judged because we have a sin nature. We will be judged for our actions and our sin in particular. Now, with the great white throne judgment, as we walked through the book of the Revelation 2 years ago, you remember the Bible says that the books will be opened. And the Bible says in Revelation 20:12, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Again, there will be a book, you can say to that person. And every sin that you have committed will be written down in that book. And God has taken account of your actions. I won't be judged for your sin. You won't be judged for mine. But the Bible says we will be judged according to our works. Now the consequence is the same. The wages of sin is death and eternity in separation in the lake of fire. But the reality is, Bible-believing Christians, we know that there will be different degrees of punishment in the lake of fire. We understand that the dead, those the unsaved, will be judged according to their works. So it is a personal judgment. It is a personal judgment. God is holy. He is a perfect judge. He is perfectly sinless. And His judgment will be perfectly fair. When you stand in front of God, if you reject Him, if you say no to His offer of forgiveness, and you take upon yourself the consequences for your sin, He's going to judge fairly, and the consequence will, the verdict will be guilty, and the consequence will be catastrophic. Even the least degree of judgment in the lake of fire is unbearable. But the reality is, God will judge us personally for our sin. So you see, you can't just blame Adam. You can't just blame Adam. The books will be open, and God will judge justly and fairly, and the verdict will be guilty. But of course we want to get to the good news, and as the Lord leads, whatever He may have you to share, make sure you get to the wonderful end of 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ came to pay the penalty for sin, so that no one would have to be judged before the great white judgment throne, so that everyone could be saved. The Bible tells us that God loves sinners. Yes, He hates sin and must punish sin because He is a just and holy God. But because God so loved the world, He made a way of salvation. And in a way that you and I can't possibly understand, God Himself took upon Himself the penalty and the punishment for our sin. God overcame our sin nature. God overcame our debt, how great it must be, by sending the Lord Jesus Christ to pay for our sins and offer to us His perfect righteousness. We can become perfectly righteous and clean and washed. Amen. Our sins removed as far as the east is from the west if we receive God's free gift of forgiveness through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's the Lord Jesus that took our sins upon Himself on the cross. He's the one that shed His holy blood that satisfied the wrath and judgment of God upon your sin and mine. And so you see, in Adam all die, yes, but in Christ all will be made alive. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, well, you are now no longer a part of Adam's race. You are placed into Jesus Christ. You receive Christ as your Savior, and you have a new future with the Lord in heaven. You have a new Savior. You have a new head. And you now have eternal life. And that is the wonderful truth of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ became sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I can say to that person, look, there's There's wonderful. This is the wonderful news I want to share with you. Would you like to know some more? Would you like to know some more? So for someone to ask, well, Adam was guilty, why blame me? Fair enough. But there are some answers we can give. Amen? Beyond that, that's just what the Bible says. We can give a little bit more. We can use the Word of God to convict that one of their own sin and their need to repent of their sin against God and to fear the judgment of God, which is just, and then to turn to the Lord for His salvation. So may the Lord help us this week as we speak to people. Make sure that you allow people to ask questions. People like to hear themselves talk, don't they? So let them talk, and make sure you also mention a few things, but let them ask their questions. Do you have any questions? Are there any big questions that you've always thought about that stop you from believing in God and the Lord Jesus? So may the Lord help us as we continue to prepare for the opportunities ahead.